From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining with me once again around the Word of God. We'll be turning to John chapter 8, and it's the verses 37 through to 47 that we will be considering today. Our subject is entitled Unwelcome Truths. Have your Bible ready. Let me remind you of our program this evening at 9 o'clock. We'll be continuing our study of the book of Job. We'll be turning to a new passage, Job chapter 23 and the verse 12, and we'll consider Job's estimate of God's word. What did Job think about God's word? That's the subject this evening at 9 o'clock. I'll also be playing another extract from the sermon that we're offering free to each one. The sermon title is Death. Is it a leap in the dark or a step of faith? Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. But here's a hymn just before we turn to John chapter 8 and the verses 37 to 47. And the hymn is entitled, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross, sung for us by a Salvation Army choir.
Thank you.
As we turn to John chapter 8, the verses 37 to 47, we want to consider the subject on welcome truths. The words in this passage display the great divide that there is within mankind. There are two camps within humanity. Those who have God as their Father, and Christ as their Saviour, and the Holy Spirit as their companion and helper. And those who are of the devil, and who are his children. Now you may find that startling. You will understand, therefore, the reaction of these Jewish leaders when the Saviour told them clearly in which camp they stood. Let's first of all notice that many believe themselves to be Christians who are not. These men to whom Christ is speaking clearly believed that they belonged to that people who were destined for heaven. Christ tells them they were not on their way to heaven, and he tells them why that was so. These men, in common with many others throughout the ages, believed that God was their Father. They were the descendants of Abraham, and they possessed the Holy Scriptures. What more proof of their right to expect to enter heaven could be needed? Christ, however, plainly told them that God was not their Father. Rather, the devil was. Ye are of your father the devil. Verse 44. He told them that they did not have any regard for the scriptures they supposedly honored. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Verse 37. Furthermore, instead of a love for God, they had hatred in their heart for his Son. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Verses 39 and 40. They were intent upon killing Christ. Ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Verse 37. Let's look at the fact that natural man is as far from God as it is possible to be. Look at what the Saviour says about these religious leaders. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Verse 44. They obeyed and honored the devil as a father. They shared his desires and ambitions. Paul told the converts in Ephesus, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Notice how the word ye turns to we. The obeying of the devil and the walking in his ways was not something that just the unconverted heathen engaged in. No, Paul says, that's how I was, a Jew, before my conversion. A person who is saved is someone whom Christ has delivered from the power of darkness and hath translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Listen to Christ's words to Paul as he explains what it is he is engaged in as a minister of the gospel. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. That's the task a gospel minister is engaged in. Acts chapter 26 and the verse 18. Finally, consider the means that God employs to bring about this great change in man. These men rejected Christ and his word. My word hath no place in you, verse 37. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. John 8, verses 45 to 47. Consequently, these Jews to whom the Saviour was speaking did not act as did Abraham, who believed God. If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I heard of God. This did not Abraham. Verses 39 and 40. Measure yourself today against these words of Christ. Do you believe the gospel? Do you read and study and love and obey it? It is my desire that you would believe the testimony of the Scriptures. Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24. Are you building your hope for eternity upon the impregnable rock of Holy Scripture? Or do you reject the gospel? And do you refuse to obey its commands and yet still expect to get to heaven? May the Lord show you the folly of hoping and believing such a thing. Join me tonight, please, at 9 o'clock, once again around God's Word. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.